All right, guys, thanks for coming out. All three of you, I really do appreciate it. My name is Topher. For those of you who do not know, I'm a student in ECI 301. Hello, sir. And this is an extra credit assignment for that class. And what it is, we were assigned to do WikiBooks article, which is like Wikipedia, only it's for our textbook, and we all had to write it ourselves. And we get extra credit if we do, and a self-made audio or audio-visual aid to go along with our project. So I am a theater education major, and I'm currently in my second year here. I've got quite a few left. I'm a little bit behind, but that's okay. And I'm really excited to have you guys here. So who do we have here? You, miss?
Hi, my name is Paolo Antolotti, and I am a film major. And I am very excited to be here today.
It's good to meet you. You, sir?
Hi, my name is Casey Croson. I am a theater major trying to get a Bachelor of Fine Arts in Acting. And I am currently holding a paper face up to my own face.
And let the record show that it is an anime face, and it is very cute. How about you, ma'am? You look kind of shy, but there's no shy people here.
My name is Rashonda Futrell. I'm a theater major, and I'm excited to be here.
All right, good. I'm excited that you guys are excited. Okay, so this little workshop is for theater warm-ups and why they're important. Can anybody venture a guess as to why they're important?
So that we don't strain ourselves.
That's right. And go enthusiasm. She raised her hands and like jumped. It was really cute. That's very good. And also, yes, Casey.
Because cold theater is boring and warming up is essential.
That's very good. Can you elaborate, maybe?
To prepare yourself to give a decent performance, to loosen your muscles, open up coordination, so it's easier to do stuff and you can be heard better.
That's what I was looking for. Thank you for saying loosening yourself up, because it's not just about your voice, it's about your voice, your body, because it's not just one element of you that's on that stage and existing in that space. It's all of you. So every little facet of your being has to be warmed up in order for you to effectively portray your characters. So, that being said, with the text of certain plays being so miserable, to be or not to be, that is the question, whether 'tis nobler in the something from Shakespeare. Because some text is very strenuous, you have to warm up your articulators, which is done with the tip of the teeth, the tongue, the lips, the tip of the tongue, the teeth. And sometimes you're pedantic, which, does anybody know what that means? Pedantic means over-enunciating every syllable and consonant and vowel of every word that you say.
What word is that again?
Pedantic. You can't help but be pedantic when you're saying pedantic. So, that being said, we're gonna do a couple of quick exercises for diction. And what I want you guys to do, I just want you to repeat after me. It's fun stuff. It's gonna be simple. You guys ready?
Yeah!
All right. 1-1 was a racehorse.
1-1 was a racehorse.
2-2 was 1-2.
2-2 was 1-2.
1-1 won one race.
1-1 won one race.
2-2 won 1-2.
2-2 won 1-2.
A flea and a fly in a flew.
A flea and a fly in a flew.
Were imprisoned, oh what could they do?
Were imprisoned, oh what could they do?
Said the flea, let us fly.
Said the flea, let us fly.
Said the fly, let us flee.
Said the fly, let us flee.
So they flew through a flaw in the flue.
So they flew through a flaw in the flue.
I am not a mother pheasant plucker.
I am not a mother pheasant plucker.
I am a mother pheasant plucker's son.
I am a mother pheasant plucker's son.
I will only continue to pluck mother pheasants.
I will only continue to pluck mother pheasants.
Until the real mother pheasant plucker comes home.
Until the real mother pheasant plucker comes home.
One dark night in the middle of the day.
One dark night in the middle of the day.
Two dead boys arose to play.
two dead boys arose to play.
Back to back they faced each other.
Back to back they faced each other.
Drew their swords and shot each other.
Drew their swords and shot each other.
A deaf policeman heard the noise.
A deaf policeman heard the noise.
And came to the sight of the two dead boys.
And came to the sight of the two dead boys.
If you don't believe this tale is true.
If you don't believe this tale is true.
Ask the blind man. He saw it too.
Ask the blind man. He saw it too.
See, it's fun, fun stuff.
See, it's fun.
See, okay. No more repeating.
Sorry, I got
you a thing. That's fine. That's good. You're getting into it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm so warmed up.
Wrong! Thank you for saying that. Your voice is on the verge of being warmed up.
Oh.
Yeah. So what you would do before a show, you would keep doing that stuff. Like, you might have a group warm-up where you all come together as a company and do it, but then you would then go off on your own and continue to warm yourself up. Because it's not just about existing with everyone else. There are some moments when it's just you, like a monologue or a soliloquy. So, that being said, what else has to be warmed up?
Body.
Extra credit for you.
Thank you.
Woo! The whole body. So, if you guys could stand up. This one's called Voice Ball, and this is gonna help you warm up your voice as well. This one's called Voice Ball, and what you're gonna do, you're gonna wind up your word, and you're just gonna get your whole body into it, and you're gonna throw it and go, oh! And you follow it with your whole body, you follow it all the way until your voice stops. Don't push it and don't get scratchy. Don't be like, just because you don't wanna be done. When you're done, you're done. If you can't go that low, that's understandable. So, you guys ready? Yes, question.
Question, so we're doing this to go from the full range of our voice, or just how long like our breath lasts?
Both, good question.
Okay.
So it's from high to low. And you wanna get a good breath, because it might take a long time. So okay, get ready, wind it up. Let it fly! Oh! That was good, let's do it again. Just because it's fun. And we can wind it up. This next one is like my absolute favorite. It holds a dear place in my heart. My first theater teacher ever taught me this one, and it encompasses rhythm. So, this one is known as Flea Fly. And what you're gonna do, you're gonna match my tempo. Go speed it up. And you're gonna repeat after me. Flea!
Flea!
Everybody, match my tempo. Flee!
Flee!
Flee, fly!
Flee, fly!
Flee, fly, flow!
Flee, fly, flow!
Vista!
Vista!
Kumala, 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 vista!
Kumala, 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 vista!
Oh, no, 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 not the vista!
Oh, no, 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 not the vista!
Meenie, meenie, desamini, ooh, wala, wala, meenie!
Examini,
zalamini, ooh, wala, wala.
Examini, zalamini, ooh, wala, wala.
Big belly open, go, and bo, bo, beneath, and that.
Big belly open, bo, 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 beneath,
that. So, do you guys feel more warmed up?
Yes.
A bit.
Whew, me too, it's hot in here. Okay, so now we're gonna get to like the heart of your speech. Not the heart of you, even though it's beating in each and every one of you. Your speech has four main, quiet please. Your speech has four main resonating chambers. Can anybody name them? Other than 1, 2, 3, 4.
High, middle, high, lower, middle, and low.
Yes, but they have special names and we're gonna get to those. The highest
is the nasal, and it comes out sounding like Fran Drescher, Mr. Sheffield. So, what we're gonna do, we're gonna have a 30-second conversation, just walking around and just chatting it up with everybody, and I don't know why I have the Brooklyn accent, but we're just gonna talk to each other using our nasally voices, okay? Ready and go. It's like Urkel, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not getting it out of you. Okay, you guys be quiet. I want to hear him. Come on. We'll have a conversation.
I'm trying.
You're trying?
Don't.
It's, you kind of got to close off your throat. Just get it right on out there.
Yeah, you like this.
It's easy to do if you do E.
I can get like a line.
That's good. Good job, guys.
From that.
That one is, it's very difficult and it's really annoying as you can tell. So like usually comedic actors and actresses will use that as just like a character quirk. Okay, the next one is your mouth. Your mouth. And this one I relate to a British pop opera, I mean opera princess thing. And you know, it's just all concentrated right here, all in that open cavity. So for the next 30 seconds, we are going to talk to each other like we're opera divas. Is that understood?
It's understood.
Let us go.
Hello, darling.
Hello,
Charlotte. You are so wonderful, darling.
Oh, no. You are
so wonderful. You are wonderful, my dear.
Okay, you have it. Good job.
How dare she?
How could she possibly steal your...
She's stealing my spotlight.
Open your mouth.
Oh.
Yes, that's good. You're not the only one that looks stupid. We all
do. I think I look stupid.
Well, you were giggling like you did.
Sir, I oppose that statement.
Good job, guys. Okay, the next one is the throat. And that one sounds like a big, dumb bear. A big dumb bear, like the ones that came home and found that blonde girl in the bed. So for the next 30 seconds, we're gonna talk like big dumb bears. Go.
Mungo.
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 That's good.
Ooh, Mungo, love you.
Are you quoting a movie?
No.
Paula.
Yeah.
Get it down there. It's kind of like the laugh from The Lion.
Yeah,
from,
I was thinking that.
From The Wizard of Oz.
What?
Anyway.
Casey.
Kind of like a drag queen too.
Casey! Casey!
Casey!
Casey!
You look fabulous.
I can't hear you, Casey!
You keep saying my name.
Good. And the next one, the best one, my absolute favorite, is the diaphragm. Anybody know what the diaphragm is?
The muscle that we're supposed to breathe out of.
Well, you don't breathe out of it, but that's good. It goes down when you're sucking in air, and it pushes it back up. It's like kind of like, you know how like the Snapple tops pop up when you open it? It's kind of like that, only it just keeps doing it.
Kind of like a bellows or something.
Yeah, it's like a bow, and then it goes each way.
Okay.
And it as it goes down, it's sucking the air in, filling up your lungs, and then when it goes up, it's going up and it's pushing the air out. So, this one, how do I relate this one? This is your
deepest voice accessible, and one of the best things to say is, how dare you? Casey, we're going to start with you. I'm going to count to three, and you're going to say, how dare you? One, a two, three.
How dare you?
That was really throaty. Try to get it, it's like loosen everything.
Oh, and a little snidpit of information. A lot of people think that by going like bringing your chest or your chin to your chest will help you get down to lower notes. It actually constricts your vocal folds more. And does anybody know like the relationship between how thick or thin your vocal folds are in the voice? The thinner they are, the higher they are, and the more compressed they are, the deeper it is. And if you lift your head up,
it can actually go a lot deeper because they can get closer together.
So, that's just a little snippet. I learned that in the chorus class. So,
Paula, it is your turn for how dare you?
How dare you?
That was a little forced. Only go as deep as you can. Try again.
How dare you?
That's Big Dumb Bear.
How dare you?
Support it with your whole core.
How dare you?
There you go, that's it. Good job.
Rashonda.
How dare you?
One more time.
How dare you?
Good job, everybody. So that concludes our lesson for today. Did everybody have fun?
Yes!
Did anybody learn anything?
Yes!
Indeed.
Good, good. What? Okay, now we're going to go around and say one thing new that we learned. Just as a recap, a fun little recap. So, Rashonda, what have you learned? We'll come back to you. Paula, what have you learned today?
I learned about my vocal cords, and if I lean my head back, I will get a deeper voice.
Good, good. I taught something. Good. Casey?
On a general note, I learned that I need to practice my warm-ups a bit better, but I learned that they are essential to preparing oneself for loosening up the lips and other articulators and such, so one can be better heard.
Good. Rashonda, I know you learned something, girl. Just think back at what we did.
We did a lot.
I know. So you learned a lot?
I did. I did. With it's just kind of for me.
Well, what was your favorite part?
The vocals. And yeah, I like the vocal warm-ups. And then putting it with the movement.
Cool.
Yes.
Cool. And you learned that that helps you how?
It helps you relax and get ready and prepare.
Good job. All right, I'm super excited. I just led my first workshop. Yay. Okay. So thank you all for coming, and I really do hope that you all enjoyed yourselves.